What is the Day for Life?
Every year, we, together with Scotland, England and Wales, publish a message which kind of wants to promote the value of life in all its forms. And we take a different focus every year.
You particularly want to raise a specific issue and you focus it in on a day, the first Sunday in October every year.
Yes, the first Sunday of October we have a message which goes out throughout the whole country, and it focuses on one aspect of this cherishing life theme that we want to propose.
So the theme for 2015?
This year's deals with end of life issues. We call it Cherishing Life, Accepting Death. And the focus here is this, that, you know, technology is wonderful. We've great medical advancements. That's fantastic. But today we're faced very often with end of life issues, how to approach the death of a person. And there's two extremes to be avoided from a Christian perspective. One is the extreme of trying to keep the person alive at all costs, even though you know death is actually imminent. The other extreme is to say, no, a person's life could be ended now because he or she is not worth it anymore. And we say, no, we have to allow also, this Christian vision, God take the person at the right moment.
Now, we know that the Catholic Church has a particular view about euthanasia, and do you address that particular issue as part of your message this year?
Yes, the issue of euthanasia is implied in our message, because what we're saying is that each life is unique, each life is valuable. We can't decide when to finish that life. The natural end of a life must be respected. In God's plan, God has his moment in time for every person, and it's not for us to say the person's life now should come to an end because of this or that reason. We have to let God take his time and respect God's time.
Now, what are you inviting people to do this Day for Life?
Well, we've produced a message, and that'll be available in all our churches. A lovely message, a beautiful image of the Pope Francis, greeting an elderly woman, which you'll find. But along with that, then, we have material available on the website, the Bishops' Conference website, under Day for Life. And in that, we offer points for reflection. And we invite people to just talk about these things. Very often it's a tragedy or a sudden deterioration in somebody's health that faces us with critical issues around end of life. But it's better to talk about them now, calmly, together, trying to get our heads around what are the issues, what does the church say about it, what's the vision of Christianity, how can it inform our decisions, so that when that sad moment comes, but sad in one sense, but maybe it's the moment where we have to make mature decisions, we're ready for them. We're ready for those decisions.
Many people are afraid of talking about death. It's still very much a taboo subject for a lot of people. What does the Catholic Church say about the end of life, about accepting death?
Well, you're right. I suppose we're made for life and we want to live. And that's written into the DNA of our being. We want to live, and we are destined ultimately to live eternally with God. So life is written into us. Death is something which God never willed directly. It's now part of our lives situation. And what the church teaches is death, like everything else, has to be lived with Christian love. Our death is that final act on our part where we hand over our lives to God as an act of love for God, but also as an act of love for our neighbours. And we are to approach death, therefore, as something which is to be lived in cooperation with God and to be accepted, not passively resigned to it, but actually seeing it as something which we can live as an active response on our part to God.